Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, artists, and nonprofits. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. Really excited today. I've got my buddy Vicky Jessup with us. Vicky does acupuncture at Wei Chi Acupuncture there in Nashua. So today we're going to talk a little bit about the benefits of acupuncture. Good afternoon, Vicky. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Kevin.
So why don't we start at the beginning? What are your qualifications to do acupuncture? I can't imagine just anyone can buy a set of needles and do it.
No, actually, the researchers are pretty... Yes. Entry level for acupuncture is actually a master's degree. So I do have my master's in Chinese acupuncture studies from the New England School of Acupuncture. But I also have a background of being a registered nurse for the last 15 years prior to that.
Kind of impressive. Now, how did you get into acupuncture? Because it totally fascinates me. So, but I'm kind of curious what your story is.
Well, I was working as a nurse and started to feel like it just wasn't quite the right fit. I loved taking care of people. I loved helping them feel better. But the nursing was starting to feel a bit factory-like, a bit more like bullying the body into doing what we wanted it to do more than supporting it and encouraging its own healing. Around the same time, I had some personal health issues as well and sort of found myself out of sheer desperation in an acupuncturist's office and was blown away by how much better I felt after a few months of treatment. I happened to take a community education course that qualified for some continuing ed that I needed for my nursing degree and had my aha moment while I was in that class and just never looked back.
Now, I guess the question you must get all the time is, what kind of conditions can acupuncture treat?
I do get that all the time. You're absolutely right. So acupuncture is actually intended to be almost an entire system of medicine. It can treat almost anything. The World Health Organization now does recognize about 40 different diagnoses that the Western world is finally accepting that acupuncture has been proven effective for. I think it's easiest to sort of summarize that it is great for pain, whether it's new onset of pain or chronic pain that's been lasting for years and years. Women's health issues, digestive issues. I actually had the honor of helping a woman induce labor this morning in my office. I treat a lot of cancer care. I love putting my old oncology nursing experience to use in helping folks through their chemo and their radiation. Those are sorts of my top priorities. The pain seems to be what gets people in the door most frequently, though.
Okay, we got to back up a minute. So you were able to help a lady induce labor today?
Yes,
I
was.
That's pretty fascinating.
Oh, so exciting.
So basically, through the use of acupuncture, you got her ready to be able to head over to the hospital and give birth.
She might need another 12 hours or so, but I do anticipate a phone call from her informing me that she's had a healthy baby girl very soon.
See, that's what's fascinating to me about acupuncture is there's so many great things that it can solve. You know, I mean, to me, that obviously caught my eye because that's really cool. But just the whole pain issue, because what I see, Vicky, is a lot of people, you know, they accept pain. And it's the all, as you would hear all the time, I'm just getting old. All right, but you're 50 years old. You shouldn't cry every time you get out of a chair. You know, that there's something wrong there. So that's where you can really sit down with somebody and address those types of everyday pains that they're suffering with that they kind of just accept, right?
You're absolutely right. I can't tell you the number of times folks are in my office the first time saying, my doctor told me just to learn how to live with this, or they don't understand why I'm having the pain and there's nothing they can do. The Chinese medicine actually views the body differently, has a different set of diagnostic criteria, which allows me to treat them in a way that many of them have never been treated before. And I actually have a really high success rate. It's been just a wonderful career opportunity for me.
So now the big question you have to get is the needles, because they're like 3 or 4 feet long, right? And you have to, you know, hold them on your shoulder to use them, right? But obviously, you know, that's the question you must get. Does it hurt?
You know, it doesn't hurt the way most people anticipate that they're going to hurt. People think the word needle, and they are thinking right. about getting a shot or having their blood drawn in the doctor's office.
Yep.
Now, for those needles, you got to bear in mind that they have to be wide enough around to allow for a fluid to be passed through them, whether it's blood being drawn or an injection, a medication being injected. My needles are usually only as thick as that little hole in the middle of the other needles, it's comparable to the width of a hair. Of a human hair.
Wow. Yeah. So,
most
like
of my folks,
obviously, that doesn't hurt.
There are some sensations, but to be quite honest, most of the time, most of my folks are falling asleep while their needles are in. They leave here very relaxed.
Yeah. But to your point, you made a great point. I'm that type of guy. I go to give blood, and I put my arm down and look the other way and, you know, wait for it to be over with and stuff. But totally, as you said, totally different feeling. So, there's no need to fear the needles, you know, type of thing. So it's kind of cool. Now, walk me through the first appointment. What happens?
So I do have some paperwork to fill out as if you, just the same as you would at any other medical office, doctor's office, chiropractor's office. Then we'll sit down and go through the paperwork. And I try to get a really good sense of your overall health. I get frustrated with the 8-minute visits of a lot of doctor's appointments where you're only looking at one tiny little piece of a person's health. I really try to get the overall picture. What's going on? What's causing the pain? Why hasn't the body healed itself up till now? At that point, once I've got a good sense of what's going on, the person usually lays down on the table, and I walk them through their first treatment. The first treatment's usually pretty simple. I don't break out every trick I have, but we do some needle placement. And from there, at future visits, I'm going to tailor my next treatment to exactly how somebody responded to that first one. Most people walk out surprisingly relaxed and feeling much better.
So now, typically, if there is such a thing, how many treatments does someone need?
That's going to vary person to person depending on what's going on. The young high school athlete who has just a quick little muscle injury may only come in a couple of times. As opposed to the elderly person who's been dealing with pain for 20 or 30 years, we're probably going to need a good set of 10 visits or more to really make a dent in that. On average, a course of treatment is usually considered to be about 10 treatments, but again, it's hard to generalize. It really depends on the person.
Of course, it makes sense and stuff. Now, is all acupuncture the same?
No. There are about 50 identifiable different styles of acupuncture.
Wow.
Yeah. And so remember that each acupuncturist is going to have started with their basic training, but we're all going to have taken much different continuing education courses. And so each of us will probably have developed our own style over time.
Well, that's, like I said, I didn't expect that to be the answer. That's amazing. you know, the different variations there is and stuff. So now, is this covered by insurance?
The answer is sort of it depends on the policy. Actually, more and more policies are providing acupuncture coverage, and I am in network with a number of different insurance companies, and I'm one of the few in the area that will direct bill an insurance company.
So now, more importantly, where are you located, too? That might help.
I'm in the Palm Square building at 57 Palm Square here in Nashua.
Yeah, and so now, how about hours? Are you open every day?
Monday through Friday every week, and I'm also here every other Sunday from 10 to 2.
Yep. So, like I said, how long have you been doing this?
I finished my master's degree about 3.5 years ago, but it feels like a lot longer as I was still working as a nurse while I worked my way through my master's program, and it did take me 5 years to finish the degree.
Yep. But it has to be a very rewarding job, you know, as we talked about your client earlier today, but just, you know, having people come in who, you know, have been kind of just pushed away by modern medicine, you know, hey, we just don't know why you have that pain, and it's just kind of something you have to accept, to, you know, being able to help them alleviate that. It has to be usually rewarding for you.
Absolutely. This job has been the biggest blessing for me. I love seeing people skip out of here or get the email later on telling me how much better they're feeling, how a pain they've had for years and years and years has suddenly disappeared and they didn't know that they could live without that anymore. It's just been a wonderful opportunity for me.
I think it's really neat how it's becoming so much more acceptable. You know, I'm hearing more and more people going for acupuncture and more of the holistic types of treatments and how much better they're feeling, where it's not just, you know, going, okay, here's a pill and this will kind of mask it for a while. It's nice that people are accepting it and getting to the root of the problem.
Yeah, and I think you hit the nail on the head there. A lot of people are starting to really recognize that the pills are just masking a problem. They're not really fixing what's underlying, and they are frustrated with how little time that their doctor is able to spend with them.
That's tough. I know I've been there where it's like, okay, yep, and you know, I got to go on to the next patient. So it's nice to have that alternative. So now, before I let you run, how do people get in touch with you?
Well, you can get on my website at www.baringneedles.com or you can give the office a call at 603-589-9805.
I just love the website. I just find it very humorous. It's perfect. So, Vicki, I really appreciate you taking the time out of the day to come on the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
And thanks for taking the time with me, too.
Have a great day. Yep. Bye
you
now.
Too. Bye-bye.